Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Here's your top 2 at 2 on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, Amazon recovering from a big outage this morning. Did it impact you? Knocked out popular apps and websites around the world. A few hours later, the company said it had fixed the problem. But then, a little bit before noon our time, there was another problem. Amazon called the issue an underlying issue, signaling to many industry analysts that this was not a hack. Ripple effects, though, definitely being felt from banks to airlines. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scher reports, this stands down to go as just an inconvenience for most of us. But here's the thing, and Greg, this is the thing I found the most fascinating as this went on today, is just how much of the internet was impacted. Like how many places are connected to Amazon, right? Scher says one of the takeaways is when Amazon sneezes, most of cyberspace catches a cold, or at least a few symptoms.
Even though the internet itself is designed to be decentralized, titans of industry like Amazon have become such key players that when they have trouble, practically the entire internet is affected.
Yes, according to Down Detector, the app that tracks problems like these, some of the sites affected were Facebook, Amazon, of course, Disney Plus, Lyft, McDonald's, Snapchat, United Airlines, Venmo, Verizon. We were talking about Ring doorbells before. So much.
Well, so the Ring thing makes a lot of sense to me, right? That makes a lot of sense because it's an Amazon product. If you try to ask Alexa, what's the forecast for today, and got a I'm having trouble connecting message, that too was likely connected to this. I understand that. I understand how Whole Foods could be affected potentially, or Zappos or Twitch. I don't get why McDonald's had a problem. Like, I don't understand how this all links.
It's Amazon's cloud computing services unit, AWS, that was having the continued problems, and that's how it's all connected. Some United and Delta customers even reported on social media that they couldn't find their reservations online, they couldn't check in, they couldn't drop off their bags. And imagine that panic, because if you're traveling, then all of a sudden you go into your phone and you can't find your reservation or you can't check in. You're just like, I mean, that's time consuming,
that's panic,
right?
Too.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's rough. The dropping off their bags, it is really nice when, well, I don't even take a bag usually because it's just so nice not to if you can pack everything in. But hopefully you could just go to an actual person. I know a lot of people don't like to do that anymore. You just go to the little kiosk and do it yourself.
Well,
and that's
yeah.
Nice, especially if you're fast with it. But yeah, hopefully they could take it to a person. But I don't know, maybe that person couldn't print off the little tag.
You just have to revert to the old way of doing things when something like this happens.
Handwrite those tags?
Exactly. I remember back in a previous life when I had a job and the credit card thing would go down. I had to get out the... I don't even know what it was. I had to get out the thing.
You wrote the receipt?
And it had like carbon paper on it. And you slid the thing across the credit card.
Oh, I remember.
And then the number
got
transferred through the carbon paper. Half of our listening audience is like, what? What are you talking about? But yeah, that was a thing. And it collected dust underneath the desk. But if the card reader was down on the keyboard of the computer that I was, you know, typing stuff into, well, I had to bring out the machine, do it that way, manual. It's okay. We still got the job done.
Oh my gosh. Your memory just reminded me of an old school memory. When I worked at Boston Store, my first job back in the day, the Boston Store, Brookfield Square, if you got people to sign up for a credit card, you then took that application upstairs and you got $2.
Oh, big time.
And that was like the best. $2. You could use it in the vending machine. I mean, it was $2. You could use it anyhow you wanted, but it was kind of nice. It's like, yeah, I got another one. If you got 3 in 1 day, $6.
Spiffs on credit card signups. I love that. Number two, the U.S. military has carried out 7 strikes against alleged illegal drug smuggling vessels in the Caribbean. At least 32 have died. There was a strike last Thursday on a semi-submersible. 4 people were on board. 2 people ended up dying. 2 survivors were actually picked up and brought aboard a U.S. Navy ship. ABC News senior Pentagon reporter Luis Martinez with the latest on those survivors, who the White House are calling enemy combatants.
The administration sent them back to their home countries, Colombia and Ecuador. What we know is that Colombia says they're going to pursue legal action against the individual that was returned to their country. But it raises a whole bunch of questions, Kira, about the legality of this enterprise and whether, as the administration has claimed, this is an armed conflict against the drug cartels. Then why was it that these individuals were not being held by the United States as POWs or as unlawful enemy combatants?
Now, the strikes are not sitting well with Colombian President Gustavo, who said one boat targeted last month was actually a fishing vessel that got lost.
Petro writing, U.S. government officials have committed murder and violated our sovereignty in territorial waters. The Colombian boat was adrift and had its distress signal up due to an engine failure.
Trump has pledged to end U.S. aid to the South American country.